It's Sunday night, which means it's time for another edition of Copacetic Sound, brought to you by CopaceticScene.com.
You are soft and cuddly, and you are warm and fuzzy. Only blue-eyed Nazi prom queen, bruised knuckle boy, tired of crawling. Let's paint the town red like Carrie. Toy, foxy lady, and you are bright and starry. I'm not that bad, I just got lucky. Shoulder demanding, you are soft and fuzzy, and you are truly lovely. You are my itchy sweater.
From my life. I'm leaving your perfect town. You got enough people, got enough people who would let you drown.
Side project of Andy Chase from the band Ivy. They have a new album coming out on June 13th titled Life in the Shade, but that track was from their debut album Wonderfully Nothing, which came out a few years ago. Before that, you heard a track from the duo known as Hercules. From their 2004 album In the Alleyway, that was Something's Been Missing from My Life. And kicking off this week's podcast was the song Fuzzy from the incredible Moses Leroy. And actually, the reason why I chose that song to kick off this week's podcast was because Mike and I were watching MTV's Pimp My Ride yesterday, and they actually used that track in the background as Exhibit was making fun of the girl whose ride had just been pimped. So thank you again for tuning in to another broadcast of Copacetic Sound, and thank you to Mike, who took over the laptop last week with his amazing show. And I have to say, I'm actually kind of nervous about this week's podcast because his was so darn good. And plus, you know, I haven't had a chance to review any new CDs for Copacetic Zine this week, so unlike Mike, I don't have as many amazing new bands to introduce you to, so instead I'll get to some stuff I reviewed a couple of months ago, like this track from Annie Hayden, who used to be in the band Spent. This is from her second solo album, The Enemy of Love, which came out last year on Merge Records, and here's the track Wait for Returns.
You sound like you're surrendering. Could this be the end of everything? A long, lonely cause. This life is almost like a good time. But keep life, keep it off my mind. It's all.
Exactly what it takes. But you could be more careful in your dealings. You give it all away, you can't call it stealing. And this afflicts the wicked.
subtle plane. Your bad magic leads her backwards to the brink. She still trusts that phony chain breaking link by link. And anything can happen.
Thank you.
was That Dog, who were one of my all-time favorite bands back in high school. The song was She Looks at Me from their self-titled album from back in 1994. And then before that was Anything Can Happen from Mary Lorson and Saint Lo. Mary Lorson, who used to be in the band Matter Rose, who were also one of my favorite bands back in the day. That track comes from her 2002 spin art release, Tricks for Dawn, but she actually has a new album that came out back in February that I haven't gotten yet, but it's titled Realistic. And at the beginning, Annie Hayden kicked off the set with Wait for Returns. So on to more new music that's been reviewed recently at copacetixzine.com. Here's a track from Brooklyn's Field Notes, which is a new project of Chad Hansen, who used to live here in Seattle and was in the band Minds. This is his first solo release titled Color of Sunshine, and here's the track Strangest Things.
What am I to you? Well, maybe there's something we're not doing nothing. 'Cause you're juggling those loopholes. So easy, so hard to let them go.
You play hide and seek with every truth, saying anyone follows me. Everyone follows me. In the small room by the TV, safe and
first met you, I thought you were tops. Nothing but sweet, sweet sugar pops. And then you flip-flopped on me from night to day. And I've only got one thing left to say. You know your daddy must have married his first cousin, and guys like you are a dime a dozen.
To my high school days with Tescadero's Dime a Dozen from their 1994 Teen Beat release, The Pink Album. Before that was New York duo Dream Bitches from their debut album, San Fran Sisters, with the track ASAP My Love, and at the top of the set was Field Notes. So that's it for another edition of Copacetic Sound. And again, thank you so much to everyone who has been listening to this podcast. As you can hopefully tell, Mike and I are having a lot of fun putting it together, so we're really happy that people are enjoying it as much as we are. I've got one more track before I go, and if you're listening to this podcast, and if you read Copacetic Scene, then you already know that our favorite band of all time is Hoboken's finest, Yola Tengo. They've just put out a new CD on their own Egon label, and it's titled Yola Tengo is Murdering the Classics. And it's a compilation of cover songs that have been culled over the years from their WFMU benefit thing that they do every spring, where people call in and pledge money to the station, and for that donation, they get to request a cover for the band to play. And then with barely any preparation at all, like maybe a minute or two, the Yolas just try their best to kick it out live, and this CD compiles some of those results. And it's available for sale at their gorgeously designed website at yolatengo.com. The track you're going to hear now is their rendition of Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers' Roadrunner. Thank you so much again for listening, everyone, and have a great week.
Radio on. Well, I'm in love with modern. loads in the spirit of 1967. It was hiding in the bushes next to 57. Pretty suburban trees, suburban, suburban to heaven, and consequently just felt like heaven. I said Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. We're in love with this feeling now, and we'll be out all night on my Roadrunner. Hey, what do you say now? I got the AL.